broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The Academy Award nominations are announced. Up for Best Picture:
Black Panther,
Black Klansman,
Bohemian Rhapsody,
The Favorite,
Green Book,
Roma,
A Star is Born.
And the eighth and final nominee, Vice.
The announcement on ABC: The Favorite and Roma have 10 nominations each. The Oscars ceremony is February 24th. An American charged with spying in Russia appears in court. Here's Fox's Simon Owen.
Paul Whelan appeared calm as he was brought into the defendant's cage. He listened as a judge rejected a bid for the retired Marine to be freed on bail, his lawyer acknowledging that Whelan was in possession of classified Russian materials when he was arrested last month, a USB drive he'd been handed. But the lawyer saying Whelan had no idea the device contained secret information.
The lawyer says Whelan thought that drive contained photographs from his trip. Instead, there was a list of a secret Russian agency's employees. This is Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
More weather changes right around the corner, but for today, mostly sunny, a breezy day with a high in the mid to upper 50s. Those southeasterly winds at 15 to 20 miles per hour with higher gusts. For tonight, cloudy, chance of rain late tonight. We're talking the overnight hours. Low temperature 48. Tomorrow and tomorrow night, breezy. Showers likely. Can't rule out a thunderstorm or two. High in the middle 60s. Then a chilly day on Thursday with a high of only 48. Friday will only be in the low 40s, but the wind chill factor will make it seem colder. And we'll be back to the 20s again on Friday night. Stay ahead of winter weather changes by getting our weather app on your phone or tablet today. Lots of changes in the next few days. Go to the App Store. Search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Governor Kay Ivey surveyed the tornado damage in Wetumpka on Monday. At least 25 homes were damaged or destroyed, and two churches were heavily damaged. Cleanup efforts in the hardest hit areas will continue today. Some Wetumpka schools will operate on a delay today. Elmore County Superintendent Richard Dennis says Wetumpka Elementary, Middle, and High schools will start at 9:30 this morning. Faculty and staff should arrive at 8. He says schools should be back on a normal schedule on Wednesday. And Congresswoman Terry Sewell is doing her part to help those impacted by the partial government shutdown. She brought lunch to TSA employees at the Montgomery Regional Airport. They're among the 800,000 federal workers who are furloughed or working without pay. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I'm here to set the record straight. Long gone are the days of having to put down huge sums of money to purchase your very own home. For the veterans listening, a VA home loan is the way to go. No money down. And for those who are looking to purchase in rural areas, including the cities of Wetumpka, Deatsville, and Tallahassee, there are 100% financing options available. You heard me right, 100% financing. That's no, zip, zero money down. We at Alabama Home Mortgage also offer home purchase loans with as little as 3% down. Wait no longer. It's time to make the call to change it all. Take your first step towards home ownership by getting pre-approved for an Alabama Home Mortgage today. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Are there places in your home where the Wi-Fi is really, really slow? Then you need high-speed internet and whole home Wi-Fi from WOW. Our new whole home Wi-Fi uses powerful access points that bring strong Wi-Fi to every corner of your home. No slow zones, no dead zones, just WOW zones. Get 100 meg internet for $39.99 per month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement and add whole home Wi-Fi for $14.99 per month. Call 1-855-GO-4-WOW-6 or visit wowway.com to learn more. Offer for new customers subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Some job recruitment sites overload your inbox with resumes. Glassdoor knows not just any will do. From 62 million job seekers, Glassdoor only matches you with qualified candidates who have the skills and experience your small business needs to grow. In fact, Glassdoor hires are 30% more likely to stay with your company longer. And Glassdoor can help you find that perfect candidate in half the resumes. Go to glassdoor.com/hire. Glassdoor. Find the right fit for your business.
I'd love to hear more. Do you have a card?
This is it. This is when you can either let something happen or make it happen with your professional custom card from Vistaprint. Right now, you can get 500 business cards personalized the way you want them, starting at just $9.99. You pick the look, the style, and the statement you want to make in the moment. Now is the time to make something happen for your business. So, own the now with 500 custom business cards starting at $9.99 at Vistaprint.com. Just use promo code 2323. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 2323.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Minutes after 9 o'clock.
How you darn?
I'm doing better now that Holiday Road is playing.
Oh, wow, I love this song so much.
It's fun. You can't have a bad time listening to this song. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. 272-9228. We do have Carolyn here shagging phones. It's 10 minutes after 9 o'clock. 10 minutes after 9 o'clock? Did we start late? Oh, that's right. We had to went off air for a little while. We're back, though. We're back.
And
we
what don't know was what that about?
I don't know. There seemed to be nothing wrong. We just had to hit a button and make it go forward. It was set to go forward automatically. Jack, there are, you know, you can get a manual transmission and you can get an automatic transmission.
Uh-huh.
Well, this was set into automatic, meaning you don't have to hit any buttons and it'll just roll forward through the different spots. And the spot, for whatever reason, didn't fire off. I don't know what happened.
So you had to have a manual override.
Yeah. So we went into auto and clicked it, and away we went. But sorry, if you thought we died, we most certainly did not. No one up here died. We do have, golly, we got a lot of news to get to.
You say that every day.
And we don't. I mean, some days we have more than others.
I know.
Some days we have more than others. We do have a lot to go on. The president has weighed in on something we talked about yesterday, which was the MAGA hat kids and the Native American people. Who is it? I don't have a guest scheduled today.
Yes, you do.
She's not a guest.
Oh, God.
She practically lives here. That's not a guest.
We already said you blew us off.
I said she stood us up on the first after the first week. She looks like Santa Claus.
Yeah.
She got a red coat and a white scarf.
Yeah, my mommy knitted that for me.
That's unbelievable. Well, Trish is going to get mic'd up and headphoned up here in just a second, and she'll be joining us. But the president weighed in on the MAGA hat kids and the Native American guy, and there is so much more information about that. We'll get to it as the day unfolds. But I do want to start with a little bit of news that didn't make the news, and I'm a little shocked it didn't, frankly. I've been watching the news all morning, and maybe I've missed it. It's possible I just missed it. But there was an attempted coup last night in Venezuela that led to the arrest of 27 different people. Fires all over Caracas. It was not a small sight. Here's the headline that I found. Overnight clashes follow Venezuelan officers' failed attempt to lead an anti-Maduro coup. This was yesterday. Overnight.
And it was not on the news.
No, I haven't seen it on the news. I haven't seen it on the... Have you seen it? You heard anything about it?
I heard something on the radio early this morning. Just
about a coup?
Like a bleep?
About something about Venezuela. And I was in somebody else's car because my car's in the shop. So I didn't really. I just heard the word Venezuela.
That's right. You told me your car was going to be in the shop. Tire issue.
And headlight issue.
Oh, no.
Tire and headlight issue.
Could it be that they don't want us to know that there's a problem with socialism?
That's what I'm wondering here. You know, there's a lot of countries that have an interest, a huge interest in Venezuela. Venezuela long ago would have collapsed but for China and Russia. China and Russia, I think Russia owns something like 49.9% of their state-owned, maybe it's China, one of those two countries owns 49.9% of their state-owned oil company.
I think you said it was China.
It might be China, but Russia owns some of their facilities and refineries and pipelines and all that kind of stuff, and they provide them a tremendous amount of money to allow them to prop up, and in exchange, they get cheap oil. But here's how the story, I'm not going to read the whole thing. It's a long, lengthy story here. Venezuela remains on edge after, in the pre-dawn hours on Monday morning, a small group of soldiers attempted to launch a military coup against the Maduro regime, but failed, resulting in the arrest of 25 members of the Venezuelan National Guard, who temporarily gained control of a police station located a short distance from the presidential palace in Caracas, and the apprehension of two others in another location, in total 27 detained, all of which sparked riots in local neighborhoods, some of which appear to have continued through the night. Here is my here's my advice to those wanting to spark a coup. Make sure you have more than 27 people in your bag.
I would think so.
27 ain't going to take out a socialist dictator of a country as wealthy as Venezuela. Now, they're broke in the sense that they're broke, but they still got a lot of assets. 27 people just isn't going to cut it. Now, I don't know if they didn't arrest everybody, but, I mean, if you're going to have a coup and you're going to take control of a local police station, like, if we're going to launch a coup over the United States, we're going to take control of the headquarters on Ripley? It just seems like a... I don't know. Remember the Turkish quote-unquote coup that took place a year or two ago? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
It was a fake coup. It wasn't a real coup.
Seems like they weren't fully committed.
Yeah. Yeah. Make sure you got more than 27 people with your coup. That sounds like your kooks. Not coups, kooks. They said there were pockets of anti-Maduro protests sparked in the capital city demanding the release of the detained soldiers. Here's what they said before they left to go on their coup. I mean, this is like child play. You all asked that we take to the streets to defend the Constitution. Here we are. Here we have the troops. It's today when the people come out and support us. And everyone's like, yeah, no, not today. I don't feel like cooing today. Not today to coo. Maybe next week. You wanted us to light the fuse, so we did. We need your support. It sounds like they're begging for followers.
Yeah.
I'm not too keen on that.
Well, they're pretty hungry down there.
Well, that's plenty of motivation to coup.
But they can't cross the border.
Well, the inflation's approaching 2,000,000% down there. They have a shortage of medicine, diapers, baby formula, toilet paper. That would make me want to coup.
Or do.
The lack of diapers alone.
Well, you can get by without diapers. Toilet paper, oof. I mean... They itch you fast.
Toilet train their infants. People do that, you know.
Toilet train their infants?
Yeah.
Yeah, not mine. Look, every one of our children has been potty trained before the age of two. And there's a simple reason for it. Because my mother would humiliate me if it were, they weren't potty trained by two.
Oh. Can I send my daughter to your house for
How
like
old
a
is
week?
She? How old is she?
She's like... almost 2.5.
Well, she's fine. Just show her the toilet is. That's where you go from now on.
I hate it. It's the worst thing.
Well, that's the problem is people psych themselves out.
It's me. I'm the problem.
You're the problem?
I am.
Why?
Because I just hate it.
You hate potty training?
I do.
It takes 3 days.
I know.
Take their diaper off, follow them around. Every time they look like they need to go, put them on the toilet. Say, this is where you go now.
I know.
No more in your pants.
I'm just going to take them to your house.
We've done it 6 times. We got one more staring us in the face. I'm not looking to potty train anyone else's kid.
I think someone should go into business doing that.
Potty training?
Yeah.
It's not
potty
hard.
Potty training business. Just take your kids somewhere for a week. They come back potty trained.
The best businesses are easy businesses, though, right?
Yeah.
What would that be worth to you? I'll do it if the price is right.
It'd be worth a few hundred dollars to
me. Oh, come on. That's not worth it to me. You got to make it worth it to me. I got to clean up stuff off the floor. I'm not even related to your kid.
I guess it really depends on how much it's worth it to my husband.
I would think thousands.
Thousands?
I mean, you look on Facebook and some of the stress these people are having with potty training their kids, that'd be worth $2,500, I would think. I'd do it for $2,500.
Might be.
I'd have potty training in 3 days. Well, my wife would. I'd collect him. I'd be the debt collector. Like, pay up front, half at the conclusion of the program. The first one that hits the bowl.
But you don't get paid unless you're satisfied with the job.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd have the Baron Coleman guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you're satisfied.
Right, yeah. It'd
be like the Riley Manning guarantee.
You could be number one in the number two business.
Oh, my goodness. I could steal all of the slogans. I can steal all. There is a difference in potty trainers.
Hey, kid, don't do it now. It's Wind Down Wednesday.
You have to drop them off on Wind Down Wednesday, and they're potty trained by the time there's half price beer on Sunday. It's going to be perfect.
I went Sunday. I missed the beer. Forgot to get
half beer. Price beer. All the beer on tap's half price.
I was not drinking.
Well, that's your problem.
I know.
That's why you can't potty train. Jack?
Baron?
We're going to take a break.
I hope so. I don't want to talk about dirty diapers anymore.
Well, it's not dirty diapers when you're potty training. It's dirty rugs.
Yeah, it's worse.
We'll be back. We'll be back. When I'm missing you, I walk in, the bartender rolls his eyes. She just smiles. He's heard the truth about you, and she's heard it too, but slightly skewed.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising attracts new customers and heightens your name recognition. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Some job recruitment sites overload your inbox with resumes. Glassdoor knows not just any will do. From 62 million job seekers, Glassdoor only matches you with qualified candidates who have the skills and experience your small business needs to grow. In fact, Glassdoor hires are 30% more likely to stay with your company longer, and Glassdoor can help you find that perfect candidate in half the resumes. Go to glassdoor.com/hire. Glassdoor. Find the right fit for your business.
I'd love to hear more. Do you have a card?
This is it. This is when you can either let something happen or make it happen with your professional custom card from Vistaprint. Right now, you can get 500 business cards personalized the way you want them, starting at just $9.99. You pick the look, the style, and the statement you want to make in the moment. Now is the time to make something happen for your business. So, own the now with 500 custom business cards starting at $9.99 at Vistaprint.com. Just use promo code 2323. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 2323.
Living on bread and wine was easy for John and James and Mother Mary. But I'm no saint, and that's my ball and chain. 'Cause when I'm passing,
you know, I wake up to this song every morning? Well, if I sleep to my alarm.
If you sleep through your alarm?
If I sleep until my alarm, this is the song that goes off. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I've changed my alarm around. Every time I start to hate a song because it's waking me up, I change it. So I had an Amy Winehouse song, and then I switched to Four Non-Blondes, and now I got Old Crow waking me up. Guys, welcome into News and Views. Trish is here, Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman here with you each and every day. Your phone calls are welcome at 272-9228, 272-9228. My friend Miss Dot over at Eastbrook Flea Market, they got a big announcement coming in February. Stay tuned. Stay tuned. Hold on to your safety harness and your hat and all that. It's absolutely a dynamite announcement coming up. But when you get by Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, you'll notice what I notice. You'll notice what I notice. You'll notice they have absolutely everything you could ever want. They have quality handmade type stuff, antiques, heirloom pieces, and it's just incredible. It's just incredible what you'll find. They got dishes, they got furniture, they got pictures, they got dining room tables and couches, and so I mean, just and then the vintage stuff, the antiques, the vintage clothes, you know, that kind of stuff's all coming back in style.
You'll find stuff you didn't even know you needed.
Well, that's what happens to me. That's what happens to me. I don't ever leave empty-handed.
I have so many good memories from that store.
Even if I buy a little $2 political button from the 60s, I don't leave empty-handed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll find something I want.
Mm-hmm.
Some headline in the newspaper, something on my jacket.
It's a good place to buy gifts, too, because you can find something really special that you're not going to find anywhere else.
Right. Anyway, it's perfect. It's a perfect place. Get by there when you get a chance. Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall off of Atlanta Highway on Coliseum Boulevard. Just, you know, a couple blocks. Drive down there. You look left. You'll see it. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. JB?
Hey. All right. You've got a couple of songs that you play, like Manic Monday for Mondays.
Yeah.
And of course, you have a leading song. Here's one for Wind Down Wednesday. It's called Tore Up From the Floor Up from Wade Hayes.
Heck yeah.
Tore Up From the Floor Up?
You never heard that, Baron?
From Wade Hayes? Who's Wade
Tore
Hayes?
Tore Up From the Flow Up.
I've heard that expression, but I've never heard the song. Who's Wade Hayes? I'm writing it down. Wade Hayes. How do you spell Hayes? H-A-Y-E-S?
Yes.
Like Rutherford B.
Yes.
Okay. You think he's related?
Oh, I'm sure.
If he was tore up from the floor up, he must be.
Rutherford was bad to drink.
But, you know, I also wanted to comment on this wall thing. If walls didn't work, then why do we have them in prisons?
Well, and not only that, if walls are immoral, why did they all vote for walls 10 years ago that are now built and in place? And do they want to tear those immoral walls down now that they've come to the realization they're immoral? You know, the problem with being a Democrat is that logic is never on your side.
No.
Logic is never on your side. Because their position now is walls are immoral, and they don't work. So why did they vote for walls?
Yeah.
And why are they still there? They need to be voting. If the Democrats are serious that walls are immoral and don't work, they need to be casting votes in the Democrat-controlled House to remove the existing structures that are already on the border.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only consistent position. But you know what? They're Democrats, so they're not consistent. It's a mental disease, JB. It's a mental disease. You cannot be a liberal in 21st century America and not have some sort of mental defect. It's just impossible. Either that or you're just a dumbass.
AOC is
now
a perfect example of that.
It's a mental disease.
Can you believe they're calling her AOC now?
Who, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez?
I will not call her that. That's the administrative office of court.
That's what I thought. She stole that Twitter handle from somebody, by the way. She stole
it. Well, I got a dear friend who has her master's in political science. And, she's very level-headed, but she did vote for Obama the first time, but not the second time. But she refuses to really, you know, acknowledge anything that Trump has done. You know, she does vote Democrat, but, you know, it's just like, you know, can't you see the writing on the wall?
I get it.
The wall. Hey, I appreciate your call, JB. Thank you.
All right.
It's a mental disease. It's a defect. How can you follow a party that claims the walls are immoral and don't work right after they voted to build walls?
Exactly.
And are not voting to tear down these immoral walls, by the way. They're the worst human beings on earth. Randall.
Hey, I want kind of come in on his call, but if you look at it like this, if walls work, how come there's so much drugs in prison? So, I mean, we got to get to the point that they voted, they want the money to go to that the technology side of it. I mean, I'm telling you, and they want people to come in because they want us all to be one world. But on the Venezuela stuff, he was sworn in again on January the 10th, and then after that, them men that took charge, their paychecks for some reason become nothing. It's what it says on some more I looked up. It says that paycheck become worthless after he was sworn in on January the 10th, and it said the people beating pots and pans while they was doing it, showing their support. But I guess they just so weak, man. They ain't got nothing. You know what I mean? It's kind of hard to, you know what I mean? When you know,
in Venezuela.
Venezuela. I'm sorry, Randy. Yeah. I had no idea where we were going.
Oh, yeah, I said on the Venezuela stuff. January the 10th, he was sworn back in.
Yeah, for his second six-year term.
Yeah, and they got, and that paycheck become nothing.
Well, they got 2,000,000% interest, which means...
Inflation.
If you have a dollar today, you will need, and you have the purchasing power of $1. So say a loaf of bread is $1. And today you go and you buy a loaf of bread for $1. 1 year from now, you'll need $2 million to buy the same loaf of bread.
I got you. But I'm saying their checks were good until after he was sworn in. That's when they took charge. But they said they were beating pots and pans and showing their support. But
Venezuelan currency is absolutely, utterly worthless. That's the point. That's what, I mean, you know, in the Weimar Republic, towards the end, they were wallpapering houses with the marks. Because they were totally worthless. You couldn't spend money. You need a wheelbarrow of food of money to go buy a loaf of bread. I mean, it's totally, utterly worthless.
How do you even survive?
Well, they do either cryptocurrency, bartering, which is illegal in Venezuela, or American currency.
It's illegal.
Yeah, you're not allowed to barter.
But they're not surviving. I mean, they're 60 pounds. I mean, they weigh like 60 pounds.
The average Venezuelan has lost over 40 pounds in the last 2 years. Now, would that diet come to the United States for a little while? As I rove around East Chase, I see a few people who could use the Venezuelan diet.
Yeah, but anyway, I'm glad we're helping. I'm glad we're headed back.
Are you looking at me like that for, Campbell? Hey, Randall, good call.
I'll see you, man.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Not everybody gets up at 5:30 and jogs and comes in about how great they feel. And you're going to be crippled in 2 years. When you can't walk, I'm going to laugh. Your knees will be bad. Your hips will be displaced.
Ooh. Neck hurts. Head hanging to the side.
I tell you what, the only way I'm running is somebody's got a gun and
somebody's chasing
behind
you?
Me.
Well,
no way.
Tom Latham at Penny Earned Concrete, he runs a fine business is what he runs. 284-9292 if you want to get in touch with him. 284-9292. You can check him out online, pennyearned.co. Don't go to pennyearned.com. You won't find him there. Pennyearned.co. Or the easiest thing to do, and probably the best thing to do, get on his Facebook page, Penny Earned Concrete Technologies. When you get on the Penny Earned Facebook page, you'll see thousands, I'm talking thousands of pictures of projects they've done. If it's concrete, it's Tom Latham, Penny Earned Concrete Technology. He can do so much more than concrete, but he can do everything with concrete. Laying a foundation for a house, a pad for a house, pad for a shopping center, polished, stained, decorative, stamped. He's the man. Porches, patios, walkways, and more. Give him a call. 284-9292. Tom Latham, Penny Earned at Concrete Technologies. 31 minutes after 9 o'clock. More Jack Campbell, more Baron Coleman, more Tricia. More Carolyn answering your phones at 272-9228.
And baddest brother.
broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Bum, 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 bum. Mr. Sandman.
Okay, the new year has begun and Mr. Sandman is having their most humongous, exciting blowout sale since last year. We still have some remaining floor samples and closeout mattresses from Serta, Jameson, Restonic, Sutherland, and others at highly discounted prices. I now want to introduce you to the luxurious new mattresses from Heirloom. Heirloom is an old-line company who makes some of the finest mattresses in the world, sold at high-end stores everywhere. If you're considering purchasing a super premium mattress, please visit our Montgomery location and compare the comfort, tailoring, and beauty of the Heirloom. Priced from $2,000 to $4,000, unique in Central Alabama. Mr. Sandman has many power adjustable bases on sale, as well as beds, headboards, pillows, and more. We do sell foundations and mattresses separately. With mattresses in stock for fast delivery or pickup, discount prices, and great customer service, we are a must visit if you're shopping for a mattress. In Montgomery and Millbrook, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Weather changes on the way. Increasing clouds today. Cool, high 54. Gusty easterly winds at 10 to 18 miles per hour today. Tonight, cloudy. Rain moves in late tonight. I'm talking about the wee hours of the morning. Overnight, low temperature 50. Tomorrow and tomorrow night, rain and maybe a few thunderstorms. Windy. Tomorrow's high around 64. Thursday, becoming mostly sunny. Windy, colder, high 48. Down to 30 on Thursday night. Friday's high, maybe mid-40s, perhaps. I think we'll be in the 20s Friday night. Saturday's high, only around 51, and it looks like a sunny day. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Can you imagine a checking account which saves you money, even earns you money? At Prime South Bank, you'll find just that. A checking account with no monthly fees, which earns interest on larger deposits and can automatically put money into your savings account. Now that's an account worth switching for. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
That is readable handwriting. Legible.
Readable.
Legible handwriting.
You think?
It says Wade Hayes tore up from the floor up.
If you wrote it, it might be.
No, you know what happened to my handwriting? I have a valid explanation for my terrible handwriting. When I was in second grade in Indiana, don't laugh. This is a serious story. I've been handicapped by the poor education system in the South. When I was in second grade in Indiana, we did cursive handwriting. And I remember we learned the lowercase letters first with the little whoops and doops. And then we learned the uppercase letters with the whoops and doops. And I figured out.
Is that what your teacher called them, was whoops and doops?
Kinda. And so I had a cursive handwriting that I used. You know, it was like I had developed a cursive system, and it was the type of cursive they taught us in Indiana. In the middle of third grade, October third grade, After I've been writing in cursive now for almost a year, I moved to Tennessee, where they don't learn cursive until the second semester of their third grade year. And they use a different book and format, and it looks different. It's not the same cursive. It doesn't have all the whoops and dupes. It's more dips and swaps. Okay? Little loopy loopies and stuff like that. And so it was a totally different cursive. So when I moved to Tennessee, they tell me I have to stop writing in cursive.
Oh.
So I have to go back to print. And I ended up with like a hybrid print. Because I would use some letters instinctively in cursive and some in print. Because
I do that.
And then I learned the new Southern inbred version of cursive, which is, it was terrible. It was just awful. Well, you're learning cursive a year behind anyway. I don't even teach it anymore. But I learned this new cursive that looks nothing like the cursive we grew up with or that I learned in second grade.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't have all the whoops and doops. Mm-hmm. And it was like choppier. And so then I combined all three, print, good cursive and bad cursive, into
this mess right here.
This thing you see here. Wade Hayes tore up from the floor up. It was a product of moving, and I've had terrible handwriting ever since.
All of my elementary school, around the top of the classroom,
mm-hmm.
was the alphabet, the capital A.
The lowercase a, yeah.
The B.
Right.
Yeah. It was all, and that's what you copied.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I remember that.
But they look different. Like, in when I learned it in second grade, we ended every letter going up. Every letter ended up going up.
Yeah.
When I moved to Tennessee, everything just had like a little short tail on it. And like there was just sharper. It was a different cursive. But anyway, that's why I have terrible handwriting. That's my excuse.
Okay.
I get it, Baron. I get it.
Exactly that you do.
Thanks, Jack. Thanks for something that I do. Anyway, I don't know. I don't know why they taught cursive a year late down here.
Not down here, Tennessee.
Yeah, you know when we moved to Tennessee, I was assured that it was just as normal as any place I'd ever been before, and I was assured they wear shoes. You know.
Yeah.
It's not the South you've been told about.
What grade did you move there?
Third.
I moved in third grade.
Well, so you know, you have a frame of reference.
Yeah, because I moved to Pennsylvania, and I thought it was Transylvania.
You thought Count Jacqueline would be there?
I did.
Well, so I move, and I'm told it's just as normal as any place you've ever lived, Baron, and it's just fine. So we go, and there's a little town south of where we're going to live called Franklin, and we go in there to Wendy's. And it was the old Wendy's, not where they...
Isn't that where Battleground Academy is?
Franklin, yeah. That it's not. There's not like the push button stuff. They had to call the order in, because this is the late 80s. They had to call the order in over the microphone to the people in the back. So you order like a cheeseburger and a large fry. And where I came from, they would have said cheeseburger, large fry. But when I went to the Wendy's in Franklin when we first got there, it was cheeseburger, large fry. And I thought... No, this is not the normal place I was promised we were moving. This is a different world altogether.
Yeah.
I'm looking over the counter. Do those people have shoes on?
Yeah.
Are you saying that Joyce is a liar?
No.
Okay.
I'm just saying she had unrealistic expectations about where we were going.
It's crazy how different cultures are. Everybody kept asking me to say naked again.
Naked?
Say naked
again. They just wanted to see you naked.
Say y'all. Say I reckon. It was
what did they say instead of reckon?
They don't say that, and they do not say y'all.
I lived in Pennsylvania for a year, and they get their words out of order. And it's the darndest thing, and I don't...
On that side of Pennsylvania that you were on.
Oh, yeah, that's the central Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
Central Pennsylvania get the words out of order.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't say, I don't have time yet to go to the store.
Oh, I see.
It's I don't have time to go to the store yet. I'm like, well, you don't just throw yet on the end of a sentence. I mean, that's not where it goes.
Where is it that they have Scrapple? Western or Eastern Pennsylvania?
I think they have it in Pennsylvania.
They have it in
Eastern. I'm sorry, they have it in Eastern. I never ate it. That's disgusting.
Why would you eat Scrapple? It's gross.
It's a big deal up there. They like
mm-hmm,
it.
They do. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The only thing I remember... we were only there a year. The one thing that stands out to me about Central Pennsylvania is you'd go to the Kmart. We didn't have a Walmart.
The Kmart. You don't go to Kmart. You go to the Kmart.
Well, there was only one, so you the Kmart.
Okay.
It's not a Kmart, because there's not more than one. You go to the Kmart, And the little buggies would be outside parked. The little Amish buggies.
Oh, yeah.
And the women in there with their brain filters on so that nothing gets into their, nothing
is
smart gets in.
Is that what that
in.
Is?
Yeah, it's those little brain filters. You know what I'm talking about? The things they wear? Mm-hmm. The Muslims wear brain filters. To make sure nothing good gets in, nothing truthful gets in. It filters all the, filters all that stuff out. Where were we going in this segment? How did we get
totally
on all this?
Totally screwed that up with your handwriting.
Oh, my handwriting. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Anyway, we're going to play that song a little bit later. That's where we're going with that.
Did you see Alabama's getting a Buc-ee's?
A what?
Buc-ee's.
What does that mean?
Buc-ee's?
What is a Buc-ee?
It's not a buggy.
B-U-C.
That's another thing that screwed
me. Dash E-E. Buc-ee.
B-U-C-E-E?
Mm-hmm.
What's a Buc-ee?
It's a gas station with a humongous convenience store inside.
Where?
All over Texas. That's where.
No, where are they? Where are they going to be in Alabama?
On the interstate, probably.
Is this like a Wawa?
I love Wawa.
Or a Sheets, like a Love's, or a TA.
Yeah,
but it's bigger than that. They,
talking
they
about
have
TNA
a whole section. That too. They have a whole section in there of where you can get beef jerky.
A whole section.
Whole section.
They don't just have like here's your Slim Jim options.
Mm-hmm.
They got Matador and Jack Links.
Yeah. Oh. You know, that stuff's expensive, too.
Let me tell you, for like 3 ounces of beef jerky, you pay like $20.
It's worth buying a DVD.
Well, we stopped. When Billy and I were driving to Dallas, we stopped, like in Terrell, Texas, at a Buc-ee's. And there's a woman in there named Mary, and she was like, "Where y'all from?" I said, "We're from Alabama." You know, my aunt lived in Alabama. I don't remember what town. I think is up there near, is there a Decatur? Oh, yes, ma'am, there is a Decatur. Well, she ended up moving here, said there's more opportunity out here. I like this third shift because, you know, we don't get a lot of people coming in and out between 12 and 8.
Did you take notes?
This is damn good radio.
Do you know shorthand? Were you taking on the back of your Buc-ee's?
I do remember her name was Mary, and I said, "Ma'am, I'm about to wet my pants." She, "Oh, sugar, they're mopping this other bathroom, but come on back here where the showers are, and you can use the toilet and where them showers is."
Oh,
and so
boy.
I walked back there. And she kind of waited on me to go. And, well, I need to lock up. I wasn't trying to put pressure on you, but I got to lock up.
We're all married.
I went out there. I was laughing so hard when I left that place.
Oh, God.
My mother texted me and said, "Remember when your sister came home from school and said, 'I'm so confused, I thought we won the Civil War.'" My mom said, "I said, 'We live in the South now. We lost. Get over it.'"
Oh, boy.
Another highlight from my sister's education I like to point out. She asked a question in eighth grade to her teacher. Raised the hand. Teacher calls on her. She said, "I don't understand how Alaska's so cold and Hawaii's so hot when they're both right down there next to Texas." Now, this woman will be saving your life if you go to the hospital in Atlanta.
Oh,
she
boy.
Needs to get together with Mary from Buc-ee's in Terrell, Texas. I tell you, she loved to smoke. So she went out front and burned one because there wasn't any business then. It was only her and the woman mopping the bathrooms that was working that night.
The showers.
But I believe the beef jerky section was shut off.
So we're getting a Buc-ee's. Is that what we're talking about here?
Well, yeah. I hope Mary is relocated. She's very entertaining.
She's going to be with corporate showing other people how to run the store.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
We're all very excited about Buc-ee's now.
Mark.
You know, Jack, Buc-ee's is an experience.
You've been to a Buc-ee's?
I'm from Texas, so I go back there every so often.
Where are you from, Mark?
The panhandle around Lubbock.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yep, my family used to live in a small town called Earth, Texas.
I'm glad it wasn't Dimmitt. Do you know where Dimmitt is?
I do. I have family that lives.
I have two friends that grew up in Dimmitt. It's like population, I don't know, 3,000 or something like that.
Well, basically, unless you're in Lubbock or Amarillo, any place in the panhandle's population like 1,000 to 5,000 at the most.
The weirdest town I ever drove through was Pampa. That is some weird-looking terrain up there.
Tampa?
Pampa.
Oh, there's a city Pampa called Texas. Pampa?
Mm-hmm. It's in the panhandle.
But about Bucky's, this one is over 50,000 square feet, the convenience store.
What?
50,000 square
I'm
feet convenience
you, Baron,
store? That's
I'm,
a shopping mall.
Yeah, I'm
isn't
telling
that like
you,
like a Sam's Club?
And, this is the first Bucky's outside of the state of Texas. It's in Baldwin County. Trust me, I researched about this because I'm making myself a road trip just to go to Bucky's in Baldwin County. But they have a policy that every new Bucky's they build has to be bigger than the last one. I think they said there's going to be 128 pumps.
Holy
what? Baron, you can't believe it. You cannot believe it.
I refuse to believe there's 128 pumps.
How did they even
pumps.
Do that?
Yeah.
There's not 128 people that need gas at any given time.
So it's going to be in Baldwin County?
Baldwin County.
Where in Baldwin County?
I don't know. I read this.
I'm sure it's probably close to around I-10 is my guess. You know, where they had that the Loves down there.
65
going down the Gulf Shores, probably around
yes,
there.
Yes, and let me tell you, Mark, Bucky's is going to put that damn other one out of business.
Probably. But I wanted to
128 pumps.
I wanted to give you a glimmer of hope, Baron.
That's obscene.
They do have a whole section on jerky, don't they?
Yeah.
And they have is that what they're brand. Known for?
I don't know, but
pumps and jerky.
Oh, God.
That'd be a hell
I'm not
commercial.
Sure if they're mutually.
They can
extinct.
Only run that commercial after 11 p.m. on cable. Welcome to Bucky's. We got
come
pumps
in here. We
pumps
where
and jerky.
You can pump all night long at Bucky's.
Man, I wanted to give you a quick little thing. Is my son is in second grade and they are learning cursive.
Where? In Alabama?
Alabama?
In Alabama.
Well done, young man.
Does he go to private school?
He does not.
Oh. Even more impressive.
Totally fascinated.
So,
well, good. But, I'm glad they're getting this.
Bucky's and cursive. There you go. My two little facts.
Not
for,
just Bucky's and cursive. Jerky and pumps. Talk to you later, Mark. 272-9228 if you want to get in. I'll drive to I-10. It's not but an hour and a half, 2 hours from me. I'll drive down there just to see that.
Yeah. Yeah. You need to go back to the beach anyway.
Everybody needs to go to the beach.
I do.
I haven't been down there in a while. Not to vacation or play. Not since September. Went down there for a class one time. That's boring, though. I didn't even see water.
That's just terrible.
We'll be back. It's 11-2. It's just starting. Night is calling. And I am falling. Dance with me. Fantasy could never be so killing. I feel free. I hope that you are willing. He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. There are things in life that no one has to know. The websites you visit, the ex you still think about, the things you tell your pets when nobody's home. And if you have bladder control issues, you can add that to the list. Because now there's Willow. Willow is premium absorbent underwear for modern women and men. It's lightweight and disposable. Just wear and toss them. And it's discreet. Willow looks and feels like regular underwear with an inner layer that keeps you dry and secure. No crinkle sounds, no wrinkly fabric. Order from the privacy of your home and we'll ship them to you in a plain box. So no one has to know. If you struggle with incontinence, your secret's safe with Willow. Now you can try Willow for free when you go to willowfree.com. Just pay for shipping. Willow will send your first box free so you can try them before your subscription starts. But only at willowfree.com. willowfree.com. That's willowfree.com. The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. From our super secret studios at a super cool radio station near you, it's the Health and Wealth Show. Now here's your host, the money man with the money plan. It's David Ernest.
Hello, this is David Ernest inviting you to Folcarelli's Pizza every Thursday night starting at 6:30 p.m. You will be able to sit down with me and Rusty and talk about anything you want to talk about. All you've got to say is the magic words, Let's eat.
I think it's great that if they come out to Folcarelli's Pizza on Thursday nights at 6:30, they get 40% off. Don't forget the Health and Wealth Show weekday evenings at 7 here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
All right, guys, welcome back into News Reviews. It's 53 minutes after 9 o'clock. My man Bo Goodson over at the Goodson Group, 551-0225. 551-0225, if you want to get in touch with him for any of your real estate needs, give him a call today, 551-0225. You can always check out the website, thegoodsongroup.com. Great, great information there. You know, he has that real estate school. You can take it online. You could jump on the website and get more information, 551-0225. TheGoodsonGroup.com. If you own real estate and you want to sell it, Bo Goodson is your man. If you don't own real estate and you want to buy it, Bo Goodson, 551-0225. If you have real estate that you're renting and you don't want to mess with the hassle of finding renters and evicting them and all that kind of garbage, get Bo Goodson on the horn. He'll manage your property for you. 551-0225. On the web, TheGoodsonGroup.com. And, of course, he runs the Bo Goodson School of Real Estate, one of the finest institutions of education this state has to offer. So get on the horn with him. 551-0225. 551-0225. TheGoodsonGroup.com. Guys, that topic was a hit. I have five people who have texted me about Buc-ee's. One says it's at the Foley Beach Express interchange. Another says it's at I-10 at the exit to go south to Orange Beach. So I'm guessing that's the I-10 and Foley Beach Expressway.
Mm-hmm.
Does the Foley Beach Expressway go all the way to 10? I didn't think it did.
I haven't been there in forever.
Jack? Jack Quest?
I don't know.
Jack Quest.
I hadn't been down there in a long time.
Jack Quest, insufficient.
But now that Buc-ee's is there, I think I'm going to go and try it out.
Somebody else sent a link to a news article. Buc-ee's opens Alabama travel station and first outside of Texas. And then somebody else said, I wouldn't doubt it has 128 pumps. It's the largest truck stop thing I've ever seen. It's grossly obnoxious and a testament to the extreme.
Wow.
This is the type of hyperbole we need on this program.
We need that.
I watched them building it on my daily commute between Fairhope and Pensacola. It's on I-10, possibly where the Foley Beach Expressway crosses I-10. Or maybe 59. That's two different locations. Right? The Foley Beach Express is two exits down from 59. I think.
I don't know.
Anyway, I'm going to find it.
We all need to find it.
We're going on a field trip.
We need to have a News and Views road trip.
In fact, we'll have our News and Views party there, Tricia, since you planned the last one.
How about that?
We'll have it at Buc-ee's.
Yeah, then I'll have to arrange hotel rooms and everything. Great.
A road show. A road show. Okay, it's not the Foley Beach Express. It's the it's at the corner of I-10 and the Baldwin Beach Express near Loxley. It opened yesterday.
It opened?
Oh, sorry.
That's a perfect spot for Buc-ee's. Everybody and his brother will see it and stop.
You know why they call it Buc-ee's?
No, I don't. It's a little beaver on as their logo.
It's got a little buck tooth animal on the front. Yeah.
How about that?
See what a font of knowledge I am. And Mark underscored.
I've underscored
it perfectly.
I've never been more excited than I am at this moment to be alive and in the state of Alabama. I almost want to run down there after work, but we got to go to the Farmers Market Cafe where everyone's invited.
Yeah.
At noon to hear Jack Campbell and Baron Coleman.
As if you don't get enough of us.
Well, some people can't get enough. Consider this like a tailgate party, a post-game tailgate.
Is that the one on Federal?
No.
No.
That's the Farmers Market.
You're downtown.
This is the downtown cafe on McDonough.
Columbus, McDonough Street, and Columbus.
McDonough. Right north of downtown.
Mm-hmm.
Just
across from Tucker Pecan.
Get on McDonough at Baldwin off the interstate and just keep going north.
I have eaten there before.
It's
delicious. Good food.
It's absolutely delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Wildwood.
Yeah, Baron, just want to share a couple of things with you about Buc-ee's. My daughter was working out in Texas for a while, so we made a couple of trips out there, and we hit Buc-ee's two or three times. One, they have got the cleanest restrooms you'll ever go in a public restroom.
Well, that's great.
Well,
they pride themselves in that.
Don't want to have to go in filth.
And the other thing, you mentioned, the mascot is a beaver, and they've got about a 3-foot-tall brass replica out there at the front where, you know, people can go there and take their pictures with it.
Oh, wow.
You can take pictures of beaver and Bucky's. All right, well,
I'm telling you, Baron.
No wonder it's so popular.
It's an experience.
Ruth.
Oh, my goodness.
I just wanted to tell you that in Southern Living, they rated Bucky's, the readers rated Bucky's the cleanest bathroom in the state of Texas.
It's on the list. Bucky's is on the list.
It's up there with Black Cats.
And Heart Pine, yeah. And Mayhaw Jelly and Confederate flags and teaching Islam in schools. It's on the list.
Yes, it is. All right. Well, Ruth, thank you, Ruth, for enlightening us.
Well, I would never have known how clean their bathrooms were, but for the last $2.
Well, let me tell you, what is it that you do?
I guess when
you want to make sure.
I guess when you're going to get your picture taken with a beaver, you want it to be clean.
You don't know how you look till you get your picture done.
Yeah, well.
Yeah. Mabry should be the mascot.
Our number is 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. My woman, Teresa, over at 4 Healthy Pets. Holy mackerel, amigos.
I guarantee you, Teresa has never been to a Bucky's.
Well, she will, because she's a beach dweller. We love Teresa. We love 4 Healthy Pets. Get on the website, would you? 4 Healthy Pets Online. ForHealthyPetsOnline.com, and you'll see a little bit of what I'm talking about. ForHealthyPetsOnline.com. They're at 5165 Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University. About to be open any moment now. They swing those doors open about 10 o'clock. If you have any questions at all, you can call 245-3471. 245-3471. Teresa over at 4 Healthy Pets hand selects every item they have in the place. Gently cooked foods, raw foods, yeah. Grain free options, full grain options. They got everything you'd ever need. Supplements, more on site grooming. 2 groomers now. They're growing so fast they had to hire another groomer. And now they have
her name's Jess, and she's very good.
Amber is the other one. Jess is there. They're now taking Saturday grooming bookings. So get by there when you get a chance. 5165 Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University in the Healthwise Foods Village East Shopping Center. More Trisha, more Baron, more Jack. Hopefully, no more Bucky's. But I make no promises right after this.